Paul's going to bring her in, but I just want to frame this. If you want to get a conversation going this week over the barbecue, bring up the student loan program. Sununu the younger, there's three Sununus. There's Sununu the older, Sununu the middle, civil engineering, I believe, double E maybe of MIT. And then there's Sununu the younger. Sununu the younger was saying, really?
Exactly.
And we'll start there with the student loan debate.
Student loans. Yeah, I had student loans coming out of graduate school, but thankfully, I worked on Wall Street and was able to repay them in a reasonable basis. But I was fortunate, I guess. I don't know. Courtney Rosen, Bloomberg Government White House reporter, joins us. Courtney, this is something, you know, the student loan relief was a campaign issue for President Biden. And he's made good for the most part. And I think the administration feels great about it, but there is some dissent out there. Frame the discussion for us.
Good morning, guys, and definitely a way to bring up some debate at a barbecue this weekend. So the debate is over whether students who went to college in this country and took on student debt to pay for that college, whether it was a private university, public, community college, whether they should be forgiven or some of that debt should be forgiven. And Republicans, of course, have criticized that idea. It's been a back and forth debate for almost a year now since President Biden took office. And this past week, President Biden finally made a final decision on it.
The variable here, Courtney, to me, which I'm baffled by, and I'm doing everything I can, folks, not to put my opinion in this. Why did they do a salary cutoff? They would have got maximum buy-in if they'd let everybody do whatever the amount of grace was.
The president wants it to be targeted. He wants it to be targeted toward people with lower incomes. He doesn't want people that got degrees that will generate really high incomes past $125,000 if you're an individual or $250,000 if you are in the household. He doesn't want them to, I don't know, get a free pass, we'll call it. He wants it to focus on people with lower incomes. Those are often people who went into college where their families or their loved ones couldn't pay and took on this debt and are still dealing with it sometimes years, decades later.
So how does a White House, how do you think the White House is going to try to, you know, kind of measure or kind of bring this out onto the midterm campaign trail? Is this something that you think Democratic candidates are going to jump on, and conversely, Republicans will as well on the other side?
Absolutely. The president is headed today to Pennsylvania. He's talking about a completely different topic, gun violence, but I could imagine that he's going to get questions about it from reporters. He's going to talk about it. He's headed to a couple campaign events in the next week or so. I'm sure he'll get questions.
Right.
But we've also seen Democrats back away from it. I mean, Tim Ryan, who's running for Senate in Ohio, came out and said he disagreed with the idea. He's in a pretty competitive race against J.D. Vance there. So we'll see. I mean, it depends on who you ask.
Courtney, I got good news. Our producer, Eric Molo, just brought in the surveillance oak stick. It's an old piece of hockey stick. It's an old Victoriaville five stripe, and it puts it in my mouth. They put it right in my mouth, and I chew on it like a dog, so I won't say what I want to say. Paul, save me.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Courtney, you know, this is – it's interesting here. I mean, Tom mentioned that cutoff, but, I mean, certainly that gives the – Democrats to say an ability to say, hey, we're not giving this relief to everybody. It's just the people that are just kind of not making a lot of money.
Courtney, I got to cut in here. Okay. So some fat cat sends their kids off to some fancy school. One of the kids, let's say they go to Dartmouth. One of the kids does civil engineering and has four job offers for a gazillion dollars out because they worked their ass off in college. Their brother or sister gets a liberal arts degree in whatever, in a double major in, you know, theater, and is waiting on tables in, you know, Summit, New Jersey. I mean, there's complexities here where we're saying to kids that kill themselves in college, you're not part of this debate. I just don't get that.
Yeah, I would counter.
See how the stick helped there?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I would counter and say that you're talking about people who come from families with high incomes. I think there's a misconception out there that college students are 18 years old when they go in, that they are coming from families that are paying for them to go, or at least paying for them in part, that they're going to schools out of state from where they're from. That's just not the typical experience for most college students in this country. And I mean, I don't know, the hypothetical situation you're talking about is a pretty prestigious
school. I was
school.
Making it up as I go.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Dartmouth's like 120. Dartmouth's $120,000 a year. When you figure in the ski tickets, it's on Valley.
Exactly.
In a sugar whatever.
Yeah, sugar bush. And Courtney, is there any discussion in Congress about the cost of higher education? You know, at my last in of my children is about to go to college. I'm looking at some small liberal arts colleges in Pennsylvania, in the middle of nowhere, $75,000. I mean, it's just amazing. Is there any appetite at all?
Courtney, it's got to go higher, right?
Is there any appetite to take a look at that?
For sure. And I will say that's one of the criticisms about President Biden's student loan relief plan, is that it really does nothing to address the underlying cost of college that higher education is charging a student like your child or whoever.
We got, Courtney, 30 seconds left. It's totally unfair to you, but I'm going to go there. You got a kid that grew up with nothing in Harlem, and he gets a double E degree from Georgia State. He pops $130,000 first day on a job, and maybe he's popping $180, $220 now a couple years out. He doesn't get relief?
He gets relief if he's under $125,000 in income after he graduated.
Oh, so, look, Paul, Courtney, thank you. The hate mail's already coming in. Courtney, you've been great, Courtney. Thank you. So can we do this again, Courtney?
She might be a little nervous.
She went away. Courtney Rosen, thank you so much with Bloomberg Government. I thought she was great.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. It's a big topic. Boy, it's a political topic. Yeah. You're going to see the politicians.